Appendix C, Staging Disease and Recovery for Low-Income Persons with Chronic Severe Illness. We can use the model described in this work for staging disease and recovery. Following is an example of staging for low-income persons who suffer from chronic severe illness. Spin, float, integrate. Spin. This is high acuity, requiring multiple visits to the emergency room, hospital, and clinics. Those in the spin zone have one or more of the following: active physical illness, mental illness, and addiction, low or no income, unemployment, and homelessness. These individuals often spin between the hospital, jail, and street. There may be danger to self or others. Float. With medication, housing, and financial support, mental illness, physical illness, and substance use improve. Symptoms, if present, are more manageable. People isolate in their rooms, watch TV, smoke, hang out, and wander aimlessly. There may be some social contact, but little or no connection to meaningful social, recreational, vocational, or spiritual activity. There is often no meaning and purpose. Integrate. This is community integration involving people, activities, and belief systems. People get their social, recreational, and spiritual lives back. Moving from float to integrate. To move from float to integrate, we need positive action on the horizontal axis of people, activities, and belief system. For deepest healing, we need to move from fixed to open belief systems and add vertical axis healing options, including self-knowledge. This requires managing that gap between fixed and open belief systems, where even a little anxiety is perceived as the uninvited guest in the living room, also known as the cheeseburger effect. Gap management. To manage the anxiety and the gap, roll the universal healing wheel. For any pain or problem, there are 15 methods, 3 on the external horizontal axis and 12 on the internal vertical axis. Some will choose none of these, and others will apply all 15. Following is an example of a way to stage recovery using the 15 methods. There are 3 methods on the horizontal axis: people, activities, and belief system, and 12 on the vertical axis, including affirmations, habit transformation, progressive muscle relaxation, breathwork, contemplation, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, service, yoga, and the transformation of emotion. Level 1, no options. This individual chooses none of the 15 methods. There is an inability or lack of motivation for community integration. Some people are overwhelmed by stimulation and need to stay alone to remain stable. Others may lack initiative or energy. The illness may be too acute. There may be too much pain. This individual will remain in spin and float. Level 2, people and or activities. This individual chooses people and or activities. There is social and recreational recovery, but an inability to engage in cognitive behavioral work, meaning work in belief systems, or vocational recovery. This person profits from day programs and drop-in centers. Level 3, people, activities, and belief system. This individual engages with people and activities and has a belief system, such as a traditional religion, a 12-step program, or some other healing model. This level of recovery includes social, vocational, recreational, and spiritual recovery. This individual remains primarily on the horizontal axis and has an external locus of control. Level 4. People, activities, and belief system with any one or a combination of vertical axis options. There may be a need to move from a fixed to an open belief system, and the locus of control begins to shift from outside to inside. And level 5, as with level 4, but add transformation of emotion and meditation, the two most difficult and advanced vertical axis techniques. With the addition of these two powerful digging tools, one can remove all traces of negativity, leading to the recovery of the higher self and higher power as the unlimited peace, joy, love, and safety we crave. The locus of control is primarily inside. These are not rigid categories, and this is not the only way to stage recovery.